This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This hour is sponsored by Sloan, the leader in smart water and commercial restroom solutions.
Bernstein and Harris.
Make it sexy.
The Dodgers are on a tier by themselves in Major League Baseball.
They're the billionaires, not the upper middle class.
Right.
They're not even the wealthy. They're the billionaires. So I think that's how I kind of look at it.
The Cubs are living in a nice gated community. Meanwhile, the Dodgers have their own island.
Yeah. There's definitely guards. There's probably a moat somewhere with the island. It's definitely a castle.
I like the idea of a moat.
I sentence you to a lifetime of horror on Monster Island. Don't worry. It's just a name.
What he meant is that Monster Island is actually a peninsula.
There's alligators and crocodiles in the moat.
Can they coexist?
I don't know. I actually think they're in two different ecosystems, but just go with me on this.
Okay, I'll ride.
Point being...
She's rolling, just let her go.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
You still got to meet them and see who you are against them, and that's valuable information.
The Suns now, by the way... They're in the play-in because
Woo-hoo-hoo!
They have surpassed the Dallas, we don't know how to keep people healthy, Mavericks.
It will not stop.
Are you bitter?
Southwest Airlines trolled them on their Instagram. When they posted their new bag fees, they said it's not like we traded Luca.
That's hilarious.
That's a lane. That's a lane to pick.
No, Bart, you must promise not to fall in love with me.
Now Martin's scoring off me. That is it.
Here's what nobody's talking about.
The Bernstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yes, we have made it. It is Friday. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Bernstein and Harris with Layla Rahimi in. And you know what? It's been a good week. Behind the glass, we've got Ray Diaz. We've got Adam Staszynski also working. Brandon Fryer on that Twitch whole thing. It's Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, and one General Duddleston.
Bears.
We are putting it together for you here. We got plenty to get into, especially for those of you who did or did not stay up late to watch the Chicago Bulls and the Kings, or maybe the Blackhawks and the Kings. It was Kings, a pair of Kings last night as far as your viewing pleasure for your local professional sports teams. And
we got a lot to get to because we're not just talking Bulls. We've got the meatball machine coming your way in just a bit. And I know that's something that we all can get behind. That's coming up your way at 11 o'clock. You're going to want to hear what Joe Cali had to say about the Bulls. Also, mock draft season has begun. At noon, we'll deal with that. But before that, it's Joe Ostrowski at 11:25 to get us figuring out what's good and what's not with this weekend's games. Alex Cohen, who congratulations to Alex, now officially part of the marquee team as far as the Cubs broadcast go and announcing games as a full-time job. I've known him forever and ever and ever. Robert Griffin III had some things to say. I have some things to say back to Robert Griffin III because he's pretty ignorant, to be honest. And Jeremy Warner will talk Illini as they get ready for their matchup with Xavier later on tonight up in Milwaukee. But let's start with these Bulls, right? Because, hey, the Bulls are climbing up the standings, or at least trying to make a climb away from what would be a lottery pick. And last night, we saw a reunion of sorts. For the first time, they saw Zach LaVine as a Sacramento King, who has joined forces with another Bull, so I call them Bulls West, and DeMar DeRozan, who was already on the Kings. And the Kings have been doing pretty well, over 500 since firing Mike Brown and making assistant coach Doug Christie their new head coach. And it was a big test because it was on the road. It's part of this five-game road trip, which I told you all, if they come back with a winning record on this road trip, yeah, they're probably going to make the playoffs. So that's what we have right now. And the Bulls, they went off. Kobe White went off. And it had me asking myself, Kobe White is the blank best player on the Bulls right now. And I don't know that I have an answer, Layla. I thought he's the third best player on the Bulls, but he might be the second. And you could argue he's the first best player on the Bulls.
Who's your first best, if not Kobe?
If not Kobe, I'd say it's Vooch.
Yeah, Vooch was having, at least before the All-Star break, arguably an All-Star season.
Yeah, and then he's slumped a little bit.
So, yeah, I think at this point, Kobe might have come into the one seed there.
But Josh Giddey, I think, without him, the fact that they were able to win that game. Now, to be honest, or to be clear, the Kings didn't have Domantas Sabonis, and
right.
He is a monster. He is an absolute monster. And so they didn't have him. The Bulls, though, didn't have Josh Giddey, who came off the bench last game but still played over 30 minutes but was held out of this game. We'll see if he plays in the last game of this when they take on the Lakers on Saturday. But I just... Kobe White is good when he's good. He's really, really good. And he took over this game in the second half.
He did. The Bulls shot really well.
Yes.
And I talked to Dan last week about how some of their half-court sets just didn't have enough movement. You didn't see, it was everybody passing on the perimeter all looking at each other, but that was not the case in this particular game. Like, they were using their mismatches well. You saw a lot of cutting to the basket. Now, they've had games where they really utilize the lane and that downhill style of play. But I feel like in this case, it was running again, finding your open man, knowing who to kick out to, who has the hot hand, and being more efficient in doing so. They just look quicker in the possessions and in the clock. And I don't know if that was particularly the matchup with the Kings. They were playing, obviously, a man down, one of the most important men they have. But you just saw a lot more movement. You saw a lot more passing. There were times where there were some defensive mistakes. But again, Bulls were down, and what happens? You know, they dare everybody to run with them and then pull away in these later moments and are able to do so. That was something Billy Donovan talked about earlier in the week. I think it was after the Jazz game when he said, that's their plan. Make them run with you and see who's left standing. And it's been working.
Both of these teams play in the second of a back-to-back. I think it's interesting because you talk about the movement, right? You know what helps movement? When guys are making shots. And Kevin Huerter, he said after the game, talking to Casey Johnson on the broadcast on Chicago Sports Network, he said, yes, this was a revenge game because they traded him and he had had a really, really bad season, had been moved further and further down the bench as far as the depth chart goes. But he comes up with 25 points on 10 of 16 shooting, nails 5 of his 9 three-point attempts, and just looks amazing. And he's out here curling and moving without the basketball, getting to open spots. And then Vooch was just facilitating. 24, 14, and 8 assists, right? So when he's doing that, when he's got, let's say, 6 or more assists, and he's shooting over 50%, and he's knocking down, we'll say, 35% of his threes, he's a problem. And really, they outscored the Kings. It's not like they out-defended the Kings. They just outscored the Kings.
There were definitely some defensive miscues. There were definitely some issues on closeouts, on help defense. That was for sure. But one of the things that really stood out to me is you always want to see players on other teams and see how they flourish. Larry Markkanen, again, a good example. It took him leaving the Bulls in order to be his best self. But when it came to what we saw out of the Kings last night, Zach LaVine only had 8 points because he's not the primary scorer for them. Like, that's it. He's not their main scoring option. We talked about Malik Monk yesterday. And for all the accusations that Zach LaVine has gotten, and I felt like I at times sounded like I was making excuses, but it was really observations, especially if you're watching from a courtside level and you're watching off ball. That isn't what he does. And he got in where he fit in. He let Malik Monk cook for them. He was a teammate. That's a better fit when it comes to him understanding his role. And DeMar DeRozan once again shows you why he was so beloved on this team, just the leadership aspect and how that fit made sense. But that wasn't a guy trying to play hero ball for his team last night. And that was oftentimes the accusation we would hear here.
I want to give you his stats through the first three quarters of the game, right? So through the first three quarters, Zach LaVine, the guy that you know is a two-time All-Star who can score at will when called upon, he was 0 for 4 through 21 minutes and 48 seconds, 0 for 3 from 3, 3 of 3 from the line, a rebound, 4 assists, a steal, and a couple of turnovers. And he was plus 1 on the plus minus, so he wasn't, you know, hurting or harming through three quarters. But he deferred because Malik Monk came out on fire. And he was like, oh, we'll get it to the hot hand. So you see Malik Monk come out in this game and in the first quarter just go off to the tune of 15 first quarter points on 5 of 7 shooting from 3. Zach LaVine was 0 for 3 in the first quarter, right? So that means between the second and third quarter, he took one shot.
Right.
And he's like, oh, this guy's the hot hand. And the other thing you have to remember is the Kings had a double-digit lead for much of that time. So it's like, this is what's working tonight. I will take a back seat. Now, when the Bulls made it interesting, he took a couple of shots. He was 2 of 5 in the fourth quarter and knocked down a 3. But he did take a step back and had no problem doing so.
Kings were up by as much as 19 in this game.
That's wild.
It really is the truth that Kobe and the Bulls, but it really is the truth that a 20-point lead is not safe against the Bulls. Like, it's just nothing in the NBA anymore. You can come back from 20 like it's nobody's business. I really want to get into what we heard before the game from both DeMar and Zach LaVine. Credit to CHSN. They would play some of the interviews during the game because they had Blackhawks on, so they didn't do their typical Bulls pregame show. But I would like to listen to what Zach LaVine said about him, at least how he felt about being here in Chicago.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You know, I put that jersey on with a lot of pride. You know, I love Chicago. Always will. You know, I appreciate, you know, the fan and the support, you know, what I was able to do there. But also just understanding that, you know, if you go out there and try your best and it don't work sometimes, it's, you know, it's frustrating both on the organization and as a player. But, you know, I wore it with a heart on my sleeve. So, you know, I can't get mad at that.
You were always you were in so many rumors over the years. What, were you surprised it finally happened? And what was your reaction when it did happen?
I was taking my son on a walk because my wife just gave birth. So I was taking my son on a walk and, you know, they gave me the call. But, you know, it was fine. I understand the business. I've been traded before. I had a really good relationship with the organization for a long time. I talked to Michael and Jerry, so AK, Mark, I talked to everybody, gave Billy a call. So it wasn't, there's no bad blood. You know, we had a really good, you know, tenure, and you know, business is business. And, you know, you just remember the memories and the relationships. That's what sticks with you more than anything.
Zach, do you stay in touch with the Bulls players?
Yeah, yeah. I was in the group chat for the longest. I told them, don't delete me from the group chat. I want to talk a little mess to you guys. So, and then today, actually, I walked down into their meeting room. You know, so
hotel, right?
Yeah, I walked through their walkthrough a little bit. You know, act like y'all ain't known me before, so.
Wow. So, Zach, still in touch, and it's not just him, by the way. DeMar DeRozan still messaging his... He apparently raided the group chat and said, talking smack. They're talking smack. That's what athletes do. They talk smack.
Well, of course. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Well, the point is to win, and DeMar...
No, but when you're having fun in the group chat...
Yes.
You're going to bust it. You're not going to be like, I really hope you have a lovely time in our city of Sacramento.
No, we're not doing formalities.
Y'all got it at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's a back-to-back. Let's just remind people of that. They played the night before in Phoenix. And certainly, hearing Zach talk about it, I like the fact that he understands it is what it is. There is no bad blood, because we've seen so many NBA trades where there is bad blood after the trades, after the separation of stars from their teams.
Bulls, but that's next not the opponent.
Case. Who's that? The Lakers?
Yeah.
Yes, I had to remember. Yes, the Lakers... They got bad blood because, well, they're always making trades. How about that? Lonzo Ball can tell you all about that. Brandon Ingram can tell you all about that. They're always making trades. Luka Doncic.
Or somebody Anthony who Davis. Thinks he's going to get traded. And it takes forever to actually trade him.
Dalton Connect. Thought he was traded. Did not get traded.
DeMarcus Russell.
Yeah, that too. So there's all the things that you can talk about. And understand that when the Bulls had DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball and Nikola Vucevic, they didn't meet their expectations. Part of that is due to injury. Part of that is an unwillingness from Arturis Karnišovas to pivot well after losing Lonzo Ball and finding another way of doing things. So you take all that into effect and you understand this was the 9 seed from the West playing the 9 seed from the East. And as of right now, the 9 seed from the East proved to be better on the 9 seed from the West home court. And it's like DeMar and Zach, despite moving on, seem to be in the exact same spot they were in when they were on the Bulls. They have a better record, a winning record, but they're in a more difficult conference. So the pecking order has stayed the same for them. And I feel bad for them for that matter, especially with Sabonis leaving. With injury, and we don't know how long he's out, but also De'Aaron Fox demanding a trade, and them simply not doing enough. And I wonder where this will leave DeMar DeRozan, who, by the way, congratulations, scoring his 25,000th point of his NBA career. And also Zach LaVine, who feels like, at this point in his career, is never going to really meet his ceiling as far as team success that he probably is striving for in the role that he has on a given team. And that could change because, you know, He can get traded again. Acquisition of just the right player could help. But right now, the Kings are just as much middling as the Bulls are. And that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, the only issue for the Kings is their definition of their middling is different because they're in the Western Conference. That's it. Like, the teams are better, the records are better, and that's what's happening. I appreciate, though, what we did hear from Zach and from DeMar DeRozan. And I actually thought that there was a lot of myth-busting going on in the pregame yesterday, when not only did you see what Zach LaVine did to elevate Malik Monk, but then you also saw DeMar DeRozan talk about playing with Zach LaVine again, because there was some question about that happening. And he actually was very candid about it before the game.
Yeah, I think he called me. He was in Minnesota. I think he called me. He called me like two or three times. I was taking a nap. I called him back. He didn't answer it. And I called him again, and he was just asking me questions. I was like, man, it's a possibility it happened. And he was like, yeah, what you think? I was like, I think he was torn in between, waving his, he had a clause, signing bonus, something. It was something
going on. Trade
bonus. Yeah, trade bonus or something. And I was like, you know, let's make it happen, you know. And I swear, by the time we got off the phone, felt like it, you know, it was announced that he was coming. So, you know, could barely be away from him. You know, it was kind of crazy. It was something, you know, I didn't expect it to happen. But, you know, it was cool to see it happen.
So there you have guys who obviously like each other, whether we're talking about on or off the court.
Willingly discussed it. Like, willingly talked about it, reached out to each other. You don't do that to somebody who you don't like. You address it later when you have to, not beforehand like that. I thought that that was good. And we just have known DeMar long enough to where when he's saying those things, you can tell whether or not it's genuine. So I appreciated all of that discussion, because it really puts a bow on so many storylines that at the time were major, you know, and then you find out what's happening. It's always talk to the guy who's not at the workplace anymore, right? And that's the way it is when it comes to Zach LaVine and DeMar. They're a lot more willing to talk to you about that place once they're no longer there.
I think for me, understanding that that dynamic was what it was, it's kind of sad that it never came to fruition here as far as playoff success. They went to exactly one playoff series. They won exactly one playoff game together in Chicago. And again, part of that is injury, but the front office didn't do enough to get them the pieces to go back and make another hard charge. Because right now, all we have is a first half Eastern Conference title to celebrate Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, their time together as Bulls.
When they were healthy, Zach LaVine had to be the primary scoring option. They found ways around that when he wasn't healthy. But you see last night on that team how things can be different. And that gives you an indication of what a fit can be.
The question is, do DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine fit, right? That's been a question we've asked 1,000 times on these.
But the Bulls fit, he had to be the guy. And on the Kings, he doesn't have to be.
You say he doesn't have to be, but I don't know if he doesn't have to be equals we're going to get where we need to go.
They've got enough talent. Like, that's just my opinion on it.
I wonder if the Kings are going to make the playoffs. It's a real thing. I think they're helped by the fact that Dallas is obviously falling straight down. Yeah. An anchor, an albatross, if you will.
Once you get into the West, the play-in actually, I do think, indicates there how open it is once you do get in. Now, the top three, that's a different story. Like, trying to take down Oklahoma City is a different discussion. But I would say 3 through 10, it's a fun game to play.
It's a fun game to play. Remind you to listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Black Keys perform live at Huntington Bank Pavilion at Northerly Island on Wednesday, September 3rd, featuring special guest Gary Clark Jr. Tickets now available at LiveNation.com. Again, you'll get a chance to win a pair of tickets to see that performance coming up later in the show. When we come back, we've got more Bulls talk before we dive into the name on my chest, Mississippi State, Baylor. That's coming up. But yeah, they'll probably lose. I know. But we'll talk college basketball in just a moment. But first, Joe Cowley had some things that you need to hear, because this beat writer was saying some things about your Chicago Bulls.
Even for Joe Cowley. You already know Joe Cowley's going to bring it, but he brought out his heavy artillery. That's next on The Score.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omisid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.